On stars spilled from an overturned box. They sure looked like bullets. Above, a beaming shard stuck from the snow like a sword of legend. The unmistakable silhouette of a rifle. GB was right. A hole like this was highly unlikely.
The fuck?
May I?
Ryan handed him the Steyr rifle. JB squinted behind his glasses, his expression uncertain. He took his eye away from the scope.
You can't see it?
Of course I can.
JB peered again. While the image didn't come into focus, he did see a faint glow this time. He passed the rifle back to Ryan and pushed his fedora up with a thumb.
Well, fuck me.
For days, they had trekked north across the plains, their feet trudging endlessly through the long grass. The mountains had slowly risen, like a sunrise. They hadn't meant to come closer, but a dust storm ripped across the land days earlier, forcing them north. The following day, a canteen spilled, diminishing their supplies. They couldn't find a river, but spotted frozen patches of ice sticking to the hillocks, so north they went. And then, the next day, an ominous black storm cloud chased them further north. And now, the discovered cache of weapons had led them to the border, the divide between plains and increasingly steepening, rocky terrain. Ryan eyed the mountains suspiciously. He never meant to lead his friends here, but here they were.
Let's join the others.
Oh, okay.
As they walked down the hill, Ryan's stern expression grew darker with every step.
We spent a lot of bullets on game. Jack can scout ahead. We don't know what could be in there.
Exactly. We don't know.
The duo found their weary friends sheltering from the wind, huddled around a cluster of lichen-ridden rocks. It had been some time since they'd last seen civilization, or at least anything resembling that, and traveling the wilderness on foot had taken its toll. A red-haired woman rose from the rocks to meet them.
Well, lover?
After hearing Ryan's account, the group looked at one another. The prospect of fresh ammunition and new weapons filled them with hope. In the Deathlands, firearms and ammo were the only real capital. Everything else came second. The companions were beyond resilient, but desperation was close at hand. No one wanted to pass up an opportunity, and they could really use a win. White-haired Doc Tanner used his ebony walking stick to push up from his seat on a rock.
My compatriots, to come across such a windfall is indeed enticing. While I know you think me a formidable warrior and trust in the ferocity of my mighty sword, I do believe a full stock of ammunition would be a boon to us all.
His gaze fell on Ryan.
But I also believe that it is not the matter we're discussing.
It's not. In my experience, there's seldom been a bullet I haven't had to bleed for.
The dark-skinned woman across from Ryan spoke up.
Agreed. Miracles belong in the good book, not in the Deathlands. Smells like a trap.
Jack, you see any cover by the loot where someone could be hiding?
None I could see right off. Should check again before we go.
What if we snuck over the top? Come down the other side?
Ricky Morales was the youngest of their group.
That way we got the high ground.
There must be cold hearts hiding somewhere.
If they're hiding atop a different peak, we could be exposed.
But from where? The loot's slap bang in the middle of a slope that's miles long with no cover. With the wind and distance, a sniper would have his work cut out.
Let's break this down. There's nowhere for an enemy to hide. Even from a distance, they'd have a hard time hitting us. So what's the angle? There's always an angle.
It may be that I am naive, but could it be that the threats are simply non-existent? Lady Luck often regards us with ill favor. However, the mistress is known for her fickle nature.
Duck has a point. Maybe the mountains are as empty as the plains we've come through. Even emptier? There'll be less game, little cover. And with winter approaching, the temperatures will drop way below freezing. Who could live here?
Either no one or some real tough bastards.
No one seemed confident enough to suggest that the risk might be worth it.
What the hell? Might just be lucky for once.
Who are you and what did you do with JB?
I was gonna say.
Hear me out. It don't really matter if we're talking hidden snipers or muties ready to pounce. Who'd set up a trap here? Surely ain't much